Explain the extra piece of paper you got today. Not a quiz. It should be a quiz. It should be full of legs. I still owe the last Pesachei Tshuva in Kufches, the Shaila of cigarettes and flavored cigarettes, flavored cigars. Do they have flavored cigarettes? They used to have. Oh, flavored cigars they have. Okay. I'm going to leave it because hopefully we'll get back to it. I wanted to learn Kuf Tes today, which should take one shiur. Kuf Tes is the Yesaidus Tikasimin, and it takes us back, the small charts I gave out. I apologize, I don't have Hebrew typing on my computer here, so that every word there, I think there are two English words, dry and liquid. But everything would have been in Hebrew. Dry, I mean lach balach. Liquid, I mean lach balach. And dry, I mean yavish biyavish. Now this chart, in miniature, I mentioned when we started, that this chart, I had the side of my Yeridaya, the first day we started, we started Yeridaya because this is the olive bays of Yeridaya. And it's something which is... which Kuf Tes is about, and that's the halacha which confuses many. When do you say Bitl Barayv? And when do you say Bitl B'shishim? Everyone knows that there's a concept of being Bottle in 60. Everyone knows the concept of Bitl Barayv. Which do you say when? So what you have here on the chart is the basic rule that Yavesh B'Yavesh Mim B'Mina is Bottle Barayv, which is the first. In other words, when you have a piece of kosher meat and nevela meat, and you can't tell which is which. So if you have one piece of nevela and two pieces of kosher, it's kosher. You don't need shishim. It's kosher, even though it feels funny. You have three pieces of meat, you know one is treif, it feels like Russian roulette. You know, you're going to take one to eat for supper. But the same Torah that asks nevela is matir bitl barayv. It's no question that it's matir. Yeah, there's no difference there. I said, Rabbanan, would my wife serve him? My wife is not a Rai. She has her own Shulchan Aruch. But that's what we're going to learn. That's Kuf Tes. Now, lach b'lach min be'enai minai, the opposite end of the chart, which is lach b'lach min be'enai minai, is v'shishin. That's lach b'lach min be'enai minai means... when you have a vegetable soup and treifa, a piece of nevela falls in, or a piece of milk falls into a chicken soup, that's min be'enai minai, things with different tastes, that is bitl b'shishim, that's nice and tam, and therefore you need bitl b'shishim. That's also no difference to Rashi Rabbana. The two in-between cases... there's an assumption if it's less than a 60th that you can taste it. Then it doesn't depend on your ability
not
to
the
taste
actual
it.
Reality,
right, it's an assumption. The two in between cases, which is min b'minai lach b'lach, which means you have a chicken soup, and you find out there are three chickens in the chicken soup, three pieces portions of chicken. You find out one of the three is not kosher. So there min ha'tayra min d'iraiseth batal b'raiv. The Rabbana made a gzeira min b'minai atu min b'einai minai, and therefore with the Rabbana it needs 60. The same thing when you have min b'einai minai yavish b'yavish. The whole mitzvah of min b'einai minai yavish b'yavish is very rare, because it's rare that you have three pieces of different types of things and you know one is treif and you don't know which one of the three, because here we're talking that you'll have three separate items, and they haven't cooked together. They've been cooked separately. So you have, so you have a pork chop and a lamb chop and a piece of steak, and you don't know which is treif. It's rarely going to happen because usually the pork chop is noticeable. So it has to be that you have a piece of chicken and a piece of steak and a lamb chop, and you got a message that one of them is not kosher, and you don't know which one. So you have three pieces in front of you, and that's min be'enai minai. Yavish b'yavish. Min ha'tayra again is batal b'raiv. And mid rabbanan you need 60. So this is the chart with which we start Yeridaya. The basic thing that you must have on your fingertips is the first box. Because everything else is shisha, la halacha l'maisa. The first box is the one that people are not aware of. That min b'minai is batel b'raiv. The one case, halacha l'maisa, is batel b'raiv, is when you have min b'minai, you have three pieces of chicken, three pieces of meat, one is nevela, two are kosher. So the halacha is that's batel b'raiv. Now that is the that's the basic rule with which we start. And again, this is something that really, to have any yad in your day, you have to have on your fingertips. And the simon we're about to learn, simon koftes, is a simon which in the yeshiva is always an enjoyable simon for two reasons. First of all, it's a very geshmak. The machlaikis rishayim here is a very geshmak of machlaikis, as you'll see in a minute. And second of all, it's the end of your day, at the end of Hilchas Taruvis, so you're always happy to come. You know, the last blot in every Masechta has a special geshmak.
Whoever gets to see
it, the last blot, yeah. So we're going to deal here with min b'mina yavesh b'yavesh, and we'll deal with the other brothers too. We start with that. The question that we're going to deal with now is the following. If you're at home and you have three pieces of meat, they all look exactly the same. Two of them are kosher and one is nevela. You can't tell which. Your wife says, "Oi, I bought one of them in Muncie was it 2 years ago. It's been in the freezer and I defrosted it. I can't tell which is the treif and which is the kosher. I have three pieces of similar looking meat and I can't tell which is which." Now, it's batel b'raiv and it's mutter. Does that mean that you can now take all three pieces and put them in the same chalent? Is that what it means? They could put all three in the same chalent? You want to eat all three? Now you eat all three. So you're getting from this. Before you had two pieces of kosher meat, and now that the trefil one got mixed into the mixture, so now you made a profit. Now you have three pieces of meat. Are you allowed to eat all three? So the side of this simon is that there's a machlokes, the Rosh and the Rashba. The Rosh Hashita is, yes, you're allowed to eat all three. The Torah says it's batel b'raiv. Even though you know for sure you're eating a piece of nevela, there's no question about it. But that's a piece of nevela, that's mutter. The expression we use for the Rosh is that heter iser nishapech laheter. The iser nishapech, it turns into heter. When it's yavesh b'yavesh, min b'mina, it's batel b'raiv, iser is neshapach laheter, and it's mutter. The makar for this is from the pasuk achrei rabin lahatais. You know that in order to give misa to someone, you need a psak of a bezin of 23. Now what happens if 13 said he's chayiv misa, and 10 said he's not chayiv misa? So what's the din? Gets misa. You only have a psak of a bezin of 13 because 10 said he's potter. Teretz says no. When you go bas arayv, it's the whole bezin of 23 that's paskin yischayim misa. The miyot is nishapach to the arayv. So same thing here. The Rosh argues iser nishapach laheter, and you're allowed to eat all three pieces together. You can cook them all in the same chalent. And it's muta, you make a profit. You're not allowed to be mevatel isla chatchila. But once it's bottled, the isra is neshapech lehet.
That really works every time you do it. If you have 61 say, so you gain the one desires. We don't say you have to.
If you have 61, you also gain the one. Yavish v'yavish is much bigger chiddush, because there the mitzias dissipates.
You could separate.
Because you could separate.
So in other words, if based on the Rav's example earlier, if one has a few pieces of meat which we know. No, sorry. Has a few pieces of meat which may have been bought from Muncie, and I can run out and buy meat which is from Glatmark now, and I just throw my chalent and I say,
but you're not allowed to be Mevatel Chatzilla. A Mevatel and Isla Chatzilla.
I don't know if it's from Muncie. I said it might have been from Muncie. Remember, I said it was my freezer. So the label came off, like everything else.
You're looking for an egg, so.
Yeah.
You're still in the freezer?
Isn't Achrei Rabin Lahatis only by mistake? We hear it's finally going to be eating the veil. It's not a mistake. It's not Lahatis.
Achrei Rabin Lahatis is not a mistake. The Bezin is paskinim.
If we know Bezin is someone's being paid off, we don't say Achrei Rabin Lahatis. Most of it, we don't know.
Because you don't have a Bezin. It's not a Bezin.
Over here, I'm about to eat in the veil.
That's the Yiddish of Isra.
You're going to make a mistake. But that was the pasuk.
That's Bittul Barai. Bittul Barai is that according to the Rosh is the Sakh. Now the what? Oh, could be. Well, there's lachais of a nir on this. Once you're gonna, if you're going to cook it, it's gonna turn into lach balach, and it's gonna be also a darbanim. But we're not. Oh, once you're mati, we're cooking it. So now we're gonna see in Shif Beis. We'll get to that. The Taz rather mentions the Sifkat Beis, the same idea that you're asking. Now, the Rajba disagrees. The Rajba says, "What? You can eat all three together?" The Rajba says it's awesome. The Svara of the Rajba, we're going to have to get to, because there are two approaches to the Rajba. But the Rajba, I think we could understand off his Svara. The Rajba says you can't eat all three together. You can't put all three, then you're vada eating. As a matter of fact, if you take a quick look at the Shach Sifkat and Zayin, we're going to learn the Shach before the Shulchan Aruch, but just he brings the Lashon of the Rajba, the first line and a half. He says, you can eat kol echad b'tnei atzlei. The Rajba says, k'sha'oichal echad, if you eat one of the three, ani yayim ezeh shel heter. I say, this is the mutter one. V'chein b'chol echad v'echad. Any one that you eat, you say, this is the heter. Afil b'achrein. Even if you ate the first, some different people ate the first two, and you're eating the third one, ani yayim ezeh shel nechal rishin, hu haya shel iser. Ukvar holach loy, b'zeh shel heter. Masha'en came b'dvarim haniv lolim. Masha'en came to mix all three pieces of meat in the same charlin into something lafikach. Any eichlon kula ke'echad. Here, if you're going to mix all three pieces in the same cholent, you can't be toiler, the one I'm eating is heter, because you have all three together. I come to Shaina Rajma. Okay? The Pashuk Shad in the Rajma is that he disagrees that Isser is not nishapach laheter. The Isser is there, the heter is there, but you're allowed to be toiler. You're allowed to say the one I'm eating is the one that's heter. That's the pashuk shat in the Rashi. We're going to get to that. That's the second half of Shazayim. Well, let's see the Shulchan Aruch. All right, the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rajba lechumra.
Is this really the Rashba holds the day in
Thailand?
Because we learned
later, Thailand is only when. But that's true. Thailand is only by Drabanan. But you have to remember the cases of Thailand are by 50-50. Right. We have two pieces. So Raj was saying that by Raj, you can be told by their rises. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. We can learn this the rest of the Shach, but we're going to do Shulchan Aruch first. Okay, it's Dr. Shulchan Aruch. Chaticha she'ena roi l'skabe. That's the first thing. We're talking about a chaticha she'ena roi l'skabe because we know chaticha roi l'skabe is not both. She'nis arim ba'acheres. So maybe my example of two steaks and one steak is incorrect. A steak is a chaticha roi l'skabe.
So... Half a steak,
or Frankfurter with two Frankfurters. What? Shalom Nisarvabacheres. Mim bimina yavesh biyavesh. If the mixture is mim bimina yavesh biyavesh. Now, what is yavesh biyavesh? So he explains the parentheses, probably the Ramah, explains the taich of yavesh biyavesh. Hainu. She'ein nivlal vi iser oimeid ba'atzmai. They're not mixed. The Issa stands by itself. Now, what the Ramah means to say with this, we're going to get to in Shach Gimel. But Pashat is teaching Yavish B'Yavish means that you can see each one separately, the examples we've discussed. Chad v'trei, bottle. One into two is bottle. One into two is lav dafka. It's one in 1.1 also. It's Raiv. That's Piskei Tshuva Aleph makes that point. Chabitrei bottle. The expression one into two doesn't mean you need a ratio of 2 to 1. It just means you need raiv, which typically is one and two. Umotaloich lam adam echad kol achas b'fnei atzma. Now the Rashba is makel that the same person could still eat all three if he eats them separately. If he eats them at three different times, avaloyechul shloishtam yachad. You just can't eat all three simultaneously. This is the smag shita. The smag holds that you can one person can't even eat them zeachazeh, which is a variation on the Rajba, which is Taisus and Cholon Daf Kuf. And Dr. Ramah chen yeshinu glachatchila. The Ramah says glachatchila we know like the Rajba. Right away, you see from he's saying glachatchila. should be machmir like the Rashba, like the Smag. V'yesh machmirin lahashlich echad oiliten loyvekechavim. And there are some who are machmir to throw away one piece or give it to a guy. V'eino yela chumra ba'alma. Even though it's eino yela chumra ba'alma, that's what we're knowing. We're knowing not to make a profit from the mixture and to throw one of the three away. And this is the psak of the Rashba. So we've learned that the halacha is like the Rashba, and you're not allowed to eat all three together. And the midrash is to tell people to throw out one of the three. That only means lafuke if there's a hefsim meruba that the Rama is going to be mekel and be semach on the Rosh. We're not going to see it till Sif Beis, but right now we're passing like the Rashba. In Empire Chicken, they throw out. Yeah, in Empire Chicken, when they find a pagam in the knife, so the sheikhid knows, he checks, let's say, 20 chickens and checks his knife. 20 chickens and checks his knife. So if he finds a pagam, so we paskin that everything he shechted since the last was treif. But you can't find them anymore, they're gone, they're mixed into the mixture. So they throw out 20 kinegdon. There's a place there to make a notation. And then they throw out the same amount. They don't throw it out. They give it to Treif. They sell it to Gayim. That amount of chickens kinegdon. And I mentioned they're very careful to check the knife before the chickens go through the flicking machine. Why? Because once it goes through a flicking machine, it's a chatichare l'schabed. And it's questionable, do we say it's already bottled even before you knew it? Or not? We had our advisor in Pesach Tshuva in the beginning of Chedichor El Eschabed who said to be Machmir. So we said that before the feathers are taken off, it's not a Chedichor El Eschabed. No one's going to serve a chicken with feathers. If there goes to the flicking machine, we pass in the Chedichor El Eschabed, even though it's still has to be cooked. We pass in the Chedichor El Eschabed. So they know it takes X number of minutes on the conveyor to go through the flicking machine, and they check the knives before that amount of time, and they throw away the chickens kinegdom. That's the way the Noyegan Empire. Not all shechitas are Noyeg that way. There are shechitas that are Noyeg that the Seimech, there are a certain number of chickens that get discarded either because they're treif or because the USDA pulls them off the line. And typically, the number of chickens that get discarded for other reasons is less than the chickens that there are pagam problems. And there are other shechitas that are saimech, instead of pulling off good chickens and throwing them to treif, they count those that are going to be discarded for other reasons, keneged, to be yaitzid schumra ba'alma of the Ramah. Which, what? No, they also check before. They check the knife before. And then they discover it before it's where it's. They make a notation. They know that on the average, I mean, it's basically day after day pretty much the same. But the average, say, they know there are 100 chickens out of every 10,000 that have a problem. They say 100 out of 10,000 get thrown out anyway. And therefore, they're saymach on that. Since the whole thing is a chumra ba'alma, they rely on it. Empire has a hider that they don't rely on that, and they pull off chickens. Because the Empire happens to have they sell so many chickens that they're always selling a lot to treif anyway. And you know, I had a call once from one of our, I can't say one of our mispalim, but he comes to the shiurim here, who has a wholesale business. And part of his wholesale business, he sells kosher chickens, but he also sells treifa chickens to industry, to places. So he got, you have the heter of this daven, if selling his main business down in treifa chickens. So he sells treifa chickens also. So he called me once, he says, you know, he called Empire, and he ordered 100 cases of kosher chickens and 5 cases of treifa chickens. So kosher chickens are, what are they, let's say a dollar, I don't know the wholesale price, let's say a dollar a pound, and treifa chickens are 20 cents a pound. So he got the chickens. So for the treifa chickens, he got chickens with the regular plumber, with the regular Empire plumber. So he said, can I take this home and use this? Can I use it as kosher? So I told him I would call. I called somebody, one of the sheikhdom, he's got it not anymore, but a friend of mine used to be a sheikh in an Empire. Says the Empire has so much chicken that they can't sell all of it for kosher. So whatever they can't sell for kosher, they put with the treif. But it's perfectly kosher. So he told me that, you know, sometimes you get in the tray box, you get kosher. This was Eddie Lieberman called me with this. And I told him it's kosher. He sounded very hesitant to use it. You know, I should have told him to send it to me. But let's get back. Yeah.
When I was ordering paper,
How is that? Okay, there's a heter of nizdam. We haven't learned recently. Kuf tezayin, the kuf yudayin, the simin of doing schayra with trey. So right away, kashis how can you do schayra with trey for me? So there's a heter in a number of paiskim. The following: let's say someone has a supermarket, buys a Shoprite. Now the Shoprite ruba de ruba is kosher products. You know, there are plenty of kosher products. I don't understand it, but the sodas take up like almost a whole aisle, right? And the candies are mostly kosher. Almost everything is kosher. If you're not going to sell trefah products, the guy are not going to come into a store. We're going to go shop in one store and then in another store. It's not something practical. So the question is, are you allowed to have non-kosher products to sell along with the kosher in order to bring in, if your main business is kosher and you have treif as well? There are a number of tshuvas achrayim that are makel that's called nizdamin. The kavan is not to be duschayra with treif. The kavan is to duschayra with kosher, and you have to have treif too. Let's say you sell to nursing homes, so you have a big business. Sell nursing homes. Very few people own one nursing home. People own many nursing homes. And what? So you're selling it to guy. You're not looking to sell to you. You're not labeling it as kosher, you're labeling it as treif. So, you know, the truth is, it's not lifnei iver because they can go elsewhere. Chad iver denara. At any rate, what? There's machlokes to Rishonim what the source of the issur is. Is it deraisa or is it rabbanan shem yavei lo echlan? It's all later. At any rate, let's get back to our sugya. But chov is also bad. No, you can't sell chov. It's a problem with some dog food. It's a problem. You shouldn't be selling it.
When Empire does, do they take chickens that could actually have been the ones?
Of course they take the ones that could be. I mean, the odds are
astronomical.
Yeah, otherwise it doesn't make sense to take. Okay, so we've learned the sheet of the Rashba, and I think it's clear to us that the Rashba answers. It's interesting that would be our gut reaction.
So
now look again.
If one of them is also Banuah,
you definitely have to throw away one? That's the Gemara's case of Yamamelah. Now, Shach Zayin has here a Chiddush. The first half of Shach Zayin I read to you earlier is the Adka V'Shayna Rashba, is the Lashon of the Rashba. Zok to Shach. Umitam Zer Mashma Hu Adin the mutalechol echad ubeis. You have three pieces. Mm-hmm. One is treif, two akasha. You don't have to get three different people or three different times to eat them. One person could eat one piece, and one person could eat two pieces. Or ubeis ve'echad, or two and then one. Lafukish shlosh tal yachad. The Rashba only said not to eat all three together. The loy. V'achimashmadi is barla kamatzik cut ubeis the mutalevashlo ubeis kaderis. We'll see. You could cook them in two pots, which means two in one and one in the other. So it's up to Shach, you're allowed to eat two and one.
So
you can serve two to one person and one to another.
Analytically,
so the Aruch HaShulchan says that doesn't make sense. How do you see that from the Rashba? What's going on? What did the Rashba say? What's the reason of the Heter? Every time you eat one, you could say, I'm Toilah, this is the one that's Heter. And the other one is the one that's Isser. But if I'm eating two, so the Shah says, I can be told that these are the two of Heter, and the other one is the Isser. When you're eating two, the odds are, Raiv, that you pick the Isser with you. That you pick the Isser. How could you take the two and eat the two? At this moment, it's Raiv that you're eating Isser. Very hard to understand.
Because you always part already. You're already part, so I'm just saying.
The odds, statistically, the odds are the same.
If the first person is one, and the other one is eating two, he's
Tyler, the one that was eaten was Treif. Yeah. Now, why is he allowed to be Tyler? Because we go by Sarayv.
No.
And we're saying that Raiv is that what he's eating is not Treif. So I'll ask you a question. Raiv is that what he's eating is Treif.
Yeah.
Because he's eating two out of three. Odds are two out of three that what he's eating is tray. But the permission to be Taila is based on Rive. So, but we don't know for sure the one that was eating tray was Samech on Rive, that the one that was eating this tray. Well, I mean, Rive doesn't say the tray was eaten. Rive doesn't say the tray was eaten. The Torah says if I eat one, I say one, either the one that was eaten or the one that remains is tray, and that's Rive. Right? I have to be able to say, Basar Rive, that the one I'm eating is not the treif. So if one was eaten and one remains, so I can take this one and say, I'm saimach that one of those two is treif. I don't know which one, but Rive tells me one of them is treif and I can eat this one. However, if you're going to say that I'm eating two, I want to be titled that one is the treifle one, that Talia, it violates Rive. Rive says that it's not. Rice says that's not
but
the treifle.
It's a different type of title where they say where you have to move.
That's only 50-50, the case of Dimua. Here it's right the other way. And it's only by Dravanan, the case of Dimua.
Maybe this is Tyler.
No, no, this is by Dereisa we're talking.
No,
Dereisa
went away when it was three.
Anyway, I think you're wrong because it's a Dravanan, but anyway, here it's right. It can't be Tyler when it's 50-50. It can't be Tyler when it's three parts and three. Well, it's only by the Rabbanon there.
What?
It's only by the Rabbanon that Mechaber. In Kuf Yud. But that's by the Rabbanon. It's only by the Rabbanon because it's Safed Rabbanon the Kula. And we're talking about the Raisis too. There, that's the Kula of Thailand, which is Safed Rabbanon the Kula. You're not allowed to do it l'chatchila, but if it happens, you're allowed to be reliant on Safed Rabbanon the Kula. But it's not a head to by their eyes.
Well, it's not like Nishpach.
Nishpach is only to Rabbanans. We're talking about their eyes. Right.
So
there's one way to explain this Shach. The Prima Gadim in Mishpatei Zav Aleph and the introduction to this Siman has a Hezber in the Rajba, which is different than what we're accustomed to. The Mishpatei Zav, the Prima Gadim says that in Lamdis, again, the Rosh said, Heter Nishapach, Issa Nishapach LaHeter. The Rosh, by us, is a big Chiddush, that Issa turns to Heter. The Rajba is logical. He says, Issa doesn't turn to Heter, you can only be Taila. He says that really, the Rajba is Maida to the Rosh in Ikar Adin. The Rajba is Maida that Issa Nasa Heter. But the Rajba holds that we can't be Mekel for people. It's a plea. Imagine a lady calls and she says one piece of tray for meat is mixed with two pieces of kosher. And I tell her, first of all, I tell you it's okay. Right away. I don't know, she wouldn't even call, right? She's, I say, you know what? You can eat all three together. It's a milsa tria to people. You can eat all three together. You're just eating the yisr. So the Rajba holds, Zakti Prima Gadim, Mashakosav Dechmiru Shaloi Lechol Bebasachas, Hudasa Rajba. That's what he says. It brings God a very nice raya that it's mutter. So he says that this whole Rajba is a drabanan. Minatayra, everyone agrees to the Rosh that it's in the Sapach Laheter. Tremendous Kiddush we learned today. And this is only a din d'rabbanan, and God proves it. He had the Prima Gadim has a beautiful proof. His proof is, look back at the chart. Mim b'minai lach b'lach min ha'tayra is batel b'raiv. What does that mean? What is mim b'minai lach b'lach? I have a chicken soup, two kosher chickens, one tray for chicken. It's not yavish b'yavish anymore. It's been cooking for an hour. The soup now is lach b'lach. It has blius of kosher chicken and tray for chicken. So mina Torah, it's batel b'raiv. The chicken soup is mutter. 1 minute. If you don't say that the iser is nishapach laheter, how do you separate one out of the chicken soup? How do you take out one of the three? When it's three pieces of chicken, I could throw one out. And the chicken soup, the pieces of chicken are still yabish b'yabish, but the soup itself, I can't pull out one and eat two. So we see that mina Torah, the iser is nishapach laheter. That's the Prima Gadim's raya, but Al Kapanim, the Prima Gadim says that the Rashba is only a Drabbanan, the Chumra Drabbanan, that you can't let a person certainly eat the Isser. And according to that, this Shach is Pashit, that you could eat even two, because Minat Torah, it's really Isser, this Hapach Lahater. It's a Chumra Drabbanan, you don't eat all three. We understand, so this is the Tamiya. If I tell the lady, throw out one, and the other two you can use, I don't know, she'll listen to me, but it's a better chance. Now I tell you, you can eat all three, she'll think, it can't be that it's this way. That's not membrane. What? No, it's membrane. Because the mim, the remember, salekas, ashena mina kamikilo, kamisha einai, and the minai is batu barai, the Gemara says. When you have minai and einai minai, you take away, you ignore the einai minai. The einai minai got bleas from all the minais equally. So Gemara says, salek is she'ena minai kamisha einai. For halacha purposes, ignore the einai minai. Paskin the minai. And whatever the psak of the minai is, that's the blea that went into the einai minai. Yeah, that's the rule of salek.
Why don't you say you have to throw out a third of the soup and you say grey rice?
You can throw out a third. It's not going to happen that you pick the third that got bleas from that one. It's not going to help you. If you hold this is not tabalat, there's still issa there. Alright, so this is Ad Kan. We've covered this whole sugya. It's not more complicated than this. There are a few side issues which we're going to deal with now, but this is the Machlokes, the Rashi and the Rashba. There are two pshatim in the Rashba. I don't know who says different. The Shulchan appears to say different than the Prima Gadim. The Shulchan understands the Rashba. It seems that he means Minat Torah. This is not Nisapach Leheter. It seems. But the Prima Gadim Zicha says it's a Drabana, and his Raya is a good Raya. This is the basic rule of Sivik Kuftes. And you talk to someone about Kuftes, this is the Sabbath Leheter, the Rosh of the Rajba, that's the Sivik. Now, if you can eat them separately. That's also a raya that it's only a drabanan, that the whole thing. Okay, now there's a side issue here in Shach Gimel, and that is to define lach balach. It's a shaila which doesn't ever come up, but it's a very interesting shaila. If Shach Gimel, if kemach be kemach, flour and flour, cold, that mixes, is that called yavish be yavish, or is that called lach balach? The Shach brings a machlokes rishayim. A gimel shein nivlal kosev abach kemach bekemach kimon din nivlal mikri lach balach. If you have flour, kosher flour and treifa flour, which becomes mixed, I guess the only time you can have this really is Pesach time. You have chametz stick of flour and Pesach stick of flour. Chadash, people are chadash. So the kemach is mixed lach balach. So kimon din nivlal mikri lach balach. Dry flour. How's it lach? Good. Chekos of Mary, b'chumas adeshet, b'shem esmag, u'mavieh chidushay, u'mavieh beis yaisif, v'darki mashem, v'arachay, tov memzayim, b'chodesh gimel, v'chekos chidushay arashba, b'chuvah, v'chenu taisis vachim, d'arasa Reb Yudah, v'menachis, d'loi k'demashem v'taisis perak ha'arol. Not like taisis in Yevamis, b'eshtach pebe, z'kemekech lo'yav ha'kalach balach, ela k'shurei seyach. Taisis says lach balach is only when you're cooking it. So the Shach seems to say this Taisis and Perek Arul is a Das Yachid, and you have a whole list of other Rishayim that hold differently. And Rabbi Kivager adds, that's not just a Taisis, it's also a Rambam. Kamach bekamach layav lach balach, chemuv oled yibar Rambam, vayim mishlo melech. So Rabbi Kivager is saying it's not a Das Yachid, it's also a Rambam. The Rambam tilts the whole equation differently. What is the Shaila here? What is the Shaila here? Kamach bekamach. L'chayra, factually, the fact is that each grain of flour stands by itself. It stands by itself. So physically, it seems to be yavish b'yavish. As a matter of practical practicality, you can't separate them. No one can separate the pieces of flour. So the shaila here is what the geder of yavish b'yavish and lach b'lach is. The Shach is Machmir, the Magen Avram in Hilchis Yamtif. It says in Tav Tzadiches, the Shaila there, if ashes, how can you have Isser ashes and Kasha ashes? talking there about not about matzahs. It's talking about muktzah, things that became ish on yomtiv. Is not usable for you. Now it's muktzah. You're not allowed to use it for kisei adam. And ishes that were ishes efer kira muchenu that were from yesterday are. So shach has a shaila. If you have ishes that were in the oven from before yomtiv, and ishes that came on yomtiv, so you have a mixture of muktzah of min b'minai. So his question is it min b'minai or is it yavish b'yavish or is it lach b'lach? And he also says, like the Shach, that to be machmir, that is a din of lach b'lach. So you have the Magen Avraham and the Shach, and nobody could be meikel, even though there are many mekilim. The Prima Gadim here writes, kosher la'achriya neged ha'shach. And therefore, why it's not a Shach, I don't remember, maybe because I don't remember why. But at any rate, the... So we're machmir on lach balach. What is the machlokes tolian? So the crazy place, the Chavos Das, both say that this is toli in how you understand the chumrah of lach balach. Why is lach balach worse than yavish b'yavish? Because it gives taste. Tam kikah d'oraisa. It gives taste. Chavos Das writes that flour and flour also gives taste. L'maisa also gives taste. L'maisa, what is flour used for? It's used together. You can't separate them. So however you're going to use the flour, the issa gave taste to the hat. The Rebbe said, Eifshus is about three crazy places. What are you talking about? It doesn't give taste. It's a mixture. The flour that's mutter didn't get anything from the flour that's issa. So they have an argument about whether, how you judge, that's the machalik lach balach. But again, the Prima God's lashon is kosher lachriya neged, kosher lahakal neged achras hashach. And therefore, with machmir, even though it appears that in Svara, there are many that would be noited to be mekel. As I said, what?
Talking
about ashes, okay. The lamaisa, it never comes up because you have to remember first of all, the whole shayla of yavish b'yavish flour, yavish b'yavish could come up with pieces of food. It rarely comes up with this type of thing. And you also have to remember that lechatchilu were machmir like the Rashba anyway. And when it's mixed, how would you be machmir by flour to throw out the iser? So I'm not sure. But that's losha chavis das. We're machmir anyway like the Rashba. And this is not in this hapach lehetter. Once you're going to cook it, it's going to be a problem. So it never comes up because what are you going to do with flour? You're going to bake it. Once you bake, make a flour, add dough out of it, it becomes lach balach anyway. And therefore, the shayla rarely I can imagine a case that will come. According to the Rashba, it's not all heter, right? We can consider one iser, and then when you cook it, you can't cook. So this is the. If it's min b'minai, why is he talking about Tom Kaker? You're right. So let's take a look at how the Chavos Das says it. Chavos Das of Cotton Hay. You're right. This Chavos Das is going on in Bein Aminah. Kemach be kemach, he's being down the same shayla as the rest of the Rabbana. Okay. In chidushim sivkot now the pasuk. Tuna fish.
Can't.
No problem.
You say, "Oh, it's nothing
else." Tuna fish, even if there's, well, the tuna fish is cooked. Tuna fish is cooked in the cans, but you're saying it should be bottled first. Should be bottled first. If we would pass like the Rosh was still a problem. Right? If we would pass like the Rosh, have some Aruba, so the Issa would be in the Sapach Leheter. And then when you cook it later, it can't answer.
Maybe correct.
I don't know why not at the moment.
Even like the Rosh, that's only where you know. The Rosh is only saying where you know that is crazy. That is crazy. That the Rosh is crazy. You don't know that it's crazy.
If it's a drabban, I'm by suffix, you probably
make. When it's mixed up, it's where it is.
Dolphin and tuna is not mizumina.
Well, tuna fish is where it is.
Why is
tuna?
Why is dolphin and tuna mizumina?
No, he said
there might be a dolphin
mixed up. Well, there are no dolphins mixed in. When they catch dolphins, the dabbas make the headlines. When they catch dolphins, it's very easy to tell. Even the mashkiach can tell what's a dolphin and what's a tuna fish. The problem isn't the dolphins. The problem is they catch other fish occasionally. And the truth is, they don't catch other fish. It's Ramesha held that it's a din taira, the lahavdol ben tami latar, that it's a halacha that you have to see each fish. And it's rare that there's a treifa fish that gets caught. But you're saying is, even if a treifa fish gets caught, assuming it's mimbimina, it's the same type of fish. If it's a different fish, not.
It's very easy to learn that's got because you have to think about it.
Yeah. It's a little close. All right. What? We're going to see that in Sif Bey. There are moles. We go by the time. It has to have a different time. Some do, some don't.
Well,
let's finish the Ramah. We're in the bottom line of the first page of Siman Kuf Tes. Avoshaloi b'minai. Oh, now we're changing parts in the chart. Till now we talked about Yavesh b'Yavesh min b'minai. Avoshaloi b'minai. But if it's Yavesh b'Yavesh, shaloi b'minai. Vei makirai. Yavesh b'Yavesh min b'einai minai. Vei makirai. And you can't tell. Now it's a rare case, as I told you. When are you ever going to have a case of Yavesh b'Yavesh min b'ein aminai? So it has to be you have a lamb chop and a steak and a piece of chicken, and you know your wife left you a note. Not your wife, because then you could call her and ask her. But you know you got a message, and one of them is treif, and you can't read the message. Which one is treif? And there's no callback number, and you can't tell which it is. So if it's avashalai b'minai ve'emaki, right? Until yavesh b'yavesh, tzarech shishim. So there, even if it is yavesh b'yavesh, it's always going to need shishim. Ve'en chilek b'cholzeh, ve'en isid rabbanon, or an isid eraisa, there's no difference if it's an isid rabbanon or an isid eraisa. The halacha is the same in all cases. Akan, this is the Ramah. The shach in...
So you say that example would work unless you say the person who bought it died. Otherwise, could you eat it?
Or
you'd have to wait
for the swine? Yeah, if you could be mevar, you could be mevar. The safi day could be mevar. It's not safi al chalai. Now, the shach and sivkat and tes has a kula. If you go back to your charts, we covered the two mimbiminais, the top line. Batal beraid, we had the machlaikis, the rush, and the rajba. Liquid, we had the ramah. He said that with rabbanon, you always need shishin. Going to the third. The third box, it says the second line, the first box, min be'einai minai, the rice is batal b'rai, min drabana need shishim. Why does it need shishim? Because shami yavashlein v'yitin tam. Because right now it's dry, but if you're going to cook it, it's going to give taste. The shach in sivkat and tes, it's a bit of an arichus, but he's mechadish akula. He says that box number three only applies to Shilas of Isidairaisa. If the Shilas is a Shilas of Adairaisa, he says if the Shilas is a Shilas of Adirabana, you have something that's Asim Adirabana, that's Mim Be'einai Minai Yavesh B'Yavesh. Now Mim Be'einai Minai Yavesh B'Yavesh, and and you can't tell which is which. It's a rare case, but if such a thing happens, you can't tell which is which. There was Saimach Adraiv, even Lamaisa. Because what's all Chishash? Shema Yavashlein, the Yitin Tam, even if you cook it, it'll only be in a Sidra Banan. So therefore, right now, again, this box rarely happens. You have a piece of chicken, a piece of lamb chop, and a steak. You have the three of them. You know one of them is a Treif Dairaisa, you have to be Machman. If you know one of them is in a Sidra Banan, now, the Zakta Shach, you could be Mekel as long as it's Yavesh B'Yavesh. You cook them separately, you could be Mekel because even if you cook it, it's not going to come to be becoming this a Daraisa anyway. So therefore, the Rabbanim were in Geyser. Rabbanim were Geyser if it could come to a Daraisa. The Rabbanim said you need 60, because if you cook it, it'll come to a Daraisa. But if you're going to cook it, it's only going to come to a Nisid Rabbanim. So that is the Kula of the Shach here, Sukkot and Tess, that you could be Meikle. And Lacha L'maisa, even though there's a lot of Sichsuch on it, the Chachmas Adam says that you could be Seimach on the even without a Mokim Hefzid, you could be Seimach on the Shach. He passes like the Shach. Rabbi Kiva Eger, in the small Rabbi Kiva Eger here, in the second Rabbi Kiva Eger, Shach Tess, he says, Ayin Shach Kloli Svek Sveka, Mekom Mokim B'leka Hefzid Kuli Hai Yesh L'Hachmir. If it's Leka Hefzid Kuli Hai, if it's a small Hefzid, then you should be Machmir. If never Echad Mayem, after Yesh Rebellum, Ein L'Hachmir. That's Toilin. If one of them is lost, Beit Rabbanu with Toilin. But, so it seems there should be at least some sort of a hefset to be makel. But again, mimba einai minai, yavesh biyavesh, I can't imagine a case where it would happen in a person's house. You know, how is it going to happen? You have a chicken, a lamb chop, and a steak, and you know one is trade. It's not going to happen, such a thing. So,
so Rashi's dinner yep. Throwing it away even when they're 60?
No, no, when they're shishim. No.
Why should be different?
But he's asking, why would be the deal like the Rajba if you have 61 hastas, you have one tray for the 60 Yavesh be Yavesh? I don't know what the Dominican Empire, they do have 60 and they still throw it out. Maybe you're right. The question is, if it's Shishin, do you still have to throw one out according to the Rajba? I hear.
That's what I wanted to say at the beginning. That's really why.
That's
also
you know
why
I mean?
That is a
chum. What? Well, if it's that is in the Sapach Laheter, so it's still an Isser, so you should have to throw one out. It's a bigger Chiddush. Why does Shulchan Aruch say it? Why isn't it say it by 60, which is a bigger Chiddush? Right? Because there's no difference. Bittul Barayv. It's still Bittul Barayv.
Not the normal case.
You know, even if you have 1,000 chickens and one chicken, the Heter is Bittul Barayv, not Bittul Bashishim. So it's still Bittul Barayv.
That's the normal case.
So. Okay.
So I'm a little confused. In your case of chicken, steak, and lamb chop, are we talking about two-thirds here? Because two-thirds of, let's say, the chicken's not covered in the club. You don't know, but
right.
It's
not one of them.
So it's 33 and a third. Then.
Right, so right. So it's bottle barive. You're not tired. I mean, do I buy any shishim?
Two-thirds, one shishim.
It's not shishim. It's 33% and 66%. 33% is half of 66%.
60% is not shishim.
You have to look at it like an accountant, not like a lawyer. You're advocating for the chicken, I understand. If it's a shiloh of nevela, so. Right. If you put a pot of soup and you cook it, it will become an issedai raisa. Then, if you put one in a pot of soup, so that'll depend on what I didn't get back to yet. Then Taz Beis, we'll see. If once it had a shame heter, and then you cook it, it remains with a shame heter. By min ba'ina mina, if you cook all three together, there's no question. It'll become a nisidar aisa. The question is, once it's batul barayv, and you take one and you cook it, is that a nisidar aisa, nisidar rabbanan? So that, we really have to see Tas of Cotton Bays, but the problem is you really can't see Tas of Cotton Bays until you see Sif Bays, because the two are related, so we're going to have to learn Sif Bays, we'll have to go back to Tas Bays, which we're not going to do all of that today, we'll finish next week. Let's start Sif Bays. Sif Bays, you have to understand, is a second application of the Machlaikis, the Rashba and the Rosh. Now, the Gros says that right away in the beginning, in the Sif Cotton Tess, that this Vaita is a second application of the Machlekes the Rashba and the Rosh. Zot Sif Beis. Yavesh be Yavesh in this battle chad betray. Yavesh be Yavesh, that was bottle one into two. One piece of trefa meat and two pieces of kosher meat. It's not a chetichar of the schabed. And they got all in one mixture. So they're all mutter. Except, the Rashba said, don't cook them all together. What happens in Bishlon Kula HaKeachot? Did he have it? You violated the Rashba, and you cooked them all together.
When you knew when
No, we're not talking about aim of Amasachet Chelo. We're talking, it happened already. And now, the filu lecho kolecho b'fnei atzmai, after it's cooked, eating each one separately is not going to help you. Because now it already has time from the others. Osir im ein sham shishim. It's osir if there's no 60. B'fnei sharaitiv b'nois in tam. Because you cooked these three pieces of meat, in our example, in a raitiv, in a liquid, and it gives taste, the gravy from one gives taste in another. V'nivla b'chatichais. And therefore, even if they're, even though they were already bottled, the three, but since the Rashba holds, you have to throw one away. So therefore, if you cook them all together, the mixture is aser. But there is an eitzah. Im reitza levashlon yachad, ve'ein sham samach. Let's say you want to cook it. You have one piece, it's a shame he left. If you have one piece of munsi meat and two pieces of kasher meat, you can't tell which is which. I hate to say munsi meat. They're treifa meat. And two pieces of kasher meat, you can't tell which is which. He gives you an eitzah. Mutar laharbei saleim kidei shir shishim ulevashlon. You could be meisif l'chadchili, you could be mevatlef b'shishim. And then cook it. Right now it's yavish b'yavish. Right now it's all mutter. Even though you're supposed to eat them together. But all three pieces are heter. So what you could do is take now additional pieces of meat, mix them, you have to not remember which are which. So you have to mix them in a way that you can't recognize which is which. And then you're allowed to cook all 61 together or any three of them together. And then it becomes mutter.
Did Rashi agree with this?
This is all the Rashba. No.
But why wouldn't the Rashi agree with it? Why could be?
Let's see what the Rashi says. The Ramah brings the Rashi. The Rashi says the Yesh Aymrim. This is the Shita of the Rashi. The Rashi says Kekos of a Rashi Ukishitasai. This is the Sapach Leheter. Okay. You see the Rashi Yud Aleph. Before we read the Ramah, the first Rashi right in the beginning of the Ramah says Kekos of a Rashi Ukishitasai. This is Sapach Leheter. Once it's mutter, it doesn't go back to become us. So let's see the Ramah. The Yesh Aymrim, you have to remember, this is the first time the Rosh is being brought. In Sif Aleph, no one quoted, at least the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah didn't quote the Rosh. Here he says, Omim Bevinai. Oh, wait, we're still talking about 1 second. The Yesh Aymrim, Dimnoida HaTaruva is Kaidush and Ispashlo Biachad, HaKol Sharim. That if the Taruvas are known before they became cooked, hakol shari dein chayziv in esarim miachshin nispatlu biyavesh nispatlu biyavesh. It's not chayziv in esar once it was bottled. Ubemakim hefsid yeshlus mechadivri amekilu mulahatir. And this is where the Ramah says that bemakim hefsid, he doesn't even say hefsid meruba. He says makim hefsid, you're allowed to rely on the rush and to be matir if you cook them together. Provided the important word only if naida, only if you are aware of the mixture, you became aware of the mixture, and there was a psak of heter. Right, because it was the spatel yavish biyavish, but right. And now, once it's spatel biyavish, now you're going to cook it together, even though the gravy of one is going to go into the other, and they're not truly separate. And you asked what kind of nice and tam. We're not talking about nice and tam. We're talking now it could be raivisser. Because the gravy, the liquid is raivisser. The gravy, it's not sure it's raivisser. I'm sorry. Slach balach, which means rabbanan nitshishim. Sorry. So slach balach, which means rabbanan nitshishim. And even min b'minai, right? Once it's a liquid, it needs shishim with rabbanan. And now the gravy is going to answer. So the Rosh says, no. Once there was a psak to be makel, so that psak to be makel carries. And it's mutter.
Now,
it's not possible to throw away. What are you going to throw away? On the yavish b'yavish, you throw away. What happens is you make a soup with these three pieces. So now you pull out the three pieces. Now the three pieces melted into the mixture, so then there's no yavish b'yavish left. You pull out the three pieces. The three pieces are still yavish b'yavish. And the three pieces, you have to throw away one of them. You can't eat all three together. On the liquid, where there was a bittel, so that liquid is already, it's already, like the rush was heter, and now it remains heter. Once it was heter, it remains heter.
The Rashi
might have been a tyrus this way, but not with the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan is not nasa heter. and this remains this. No, it's Gzer Mina Ato Eina Mina. It's not Shem Yavad Lavash. Min Be'ein Amina, yes, Shem Yavad Lavash. Shem Yavad Lavash, and we eat in
town. What's the big deal if you cook them? Once the sad that's water, it's water.
Okay, so that's the difference between Min Be'minai and Min Be'ein Aminai. Because Min Be'minai, it's Chayz of Anir when it's Sukkar at time. Because you could recognize the taste when I tell you, yeah.
So, what's Pshat in Noiz means? Just in his mind, they knew the Shemini bottle? Or he has to say,
Oy Be'? Noiz means he knows the mixture. He knows that it was mixed.
So that's enough. I mean, what's his...
Well, he's aware that it's mixed. But it says, Al Eska Shaila. He doesn't know the Halach. Al Eska Shaila. It's good enough. As long as it's Noiz, as long as you're aware
when
of this.
When it says David 60, it's not talking about sandwich at this point. Right? You throw all three in the shulchan.
They're bottle min b'minai. Once it's bottle, you can throw it in tein minai as well. Yeah. The shach in Yud Beis says to cook them in two pots. L'shitasai, he's makel to cook them in two pots. Even though one pot is going to have two pieces, and one pot is going to have one piece, that l'chayra, but he's going to shitasai. That's what he referred to in Sifkat and Zayin. He said, l'kamon in the mutlavashlo bebeis kederis. So he says, when it's bottle yavish b'yavish, you can cook it into two pots, even though one pot is going to have a majority, and one pot is going to have a miyut. But nevertheless, the shakli shitasai is makel, and the Chashokan would argue, I suppose, on that as well. Okay, there's still a couple of prima gardens. I wanted to Pischei Tshuva is Pischei Tshuva, I believe, Beis is clear in the Machlekes the Shach and the Aruch HaShulchan. Pischei Tshuva Beis is just a raya. I don't even need a raya Shach against Aruch HaShulchan, but he brings the Amichu study to Biyuda Tinyana Chayuk Yeradeh Mem Zayin because of the Shuv. Afilu Adam Echad Yecholachu Mishnayim Anaisarim. So he says, why does he bring this from the Noid Behuda? Why is this more than the Shach? It's the same as the Shach, no? The Shach said you could eat one and then two. He says if you throw one away, you could eat the two together. I don't know if the Noid Behuda is anything more, is it more than the Shach? I don't know. Okay, there's still a few loose ends. There's a Rabbi Kiveger, there's a Hakira here, and Pischei Tshuva Aleph, and the cigarette Pischei Tshuva from last time. So I suppose what I'll do next time, next Sunday. Now, Kufyud is Dine Spek Sveka, which is a whole Masechta unto itself. When we learned Yerodei Baruch Farm, we learned Til Kufta, we didn't learn Kufyud. The Smicha in those days was Til Kuftes without Kufyud. He did on the Feharia some Kufyud questions. That what?
Doesn't all,
what?
The
Ra'ah doesn't hold from sex
at all.
At all? Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember that. But okay. At any rate, what I'll try to do next week, we have left the Pischei Tshuva on the cigarette Pischei Tshuva in Kufches. And then the Rav Kiveger and Pischei Tshuva and Taz Beis. We have four odd ends. I'll try also to dig up my Taruvis Feher. I only had five Feheres normally in Yerodeya. I think I only had one Feher, a Bar of Palm. The other four, Ban Vasanusa, he told me not to come. He really told me the first one I also shouldn't come. He told me, my Chavrusa, that you know better than me, you don't have to come to the Feher. He said because of my chavrusa, who didn't know it very well. And then it came the first bechina. He feheared like four or five people at a time. So he went upstairs. He said, he told one of the boys, tell four or five guys to come up. So no, everyone was afraid. No one wanted to go up. So I went with my chavrusa and the third person. We went up for the bechina. So he gave us a bechina. He asked the shailas. And then he told us very sternly that next time we should listen to him and we shouldn't come. But anyway, I told him that studying for a Feher is great. He said, so study for it. But the first Feher, he has the number of Shailas. And Belin Eder, I once put them together. I made a list. I remember the Shailas he asked. I'll try to remember the Shailas. And we'll next week, we'll... Chazah for next week.